Scene 2.
In the city of Athens, Theseus is the major authority, so everybody comes to him if there is a conflict. Theseus is about to get married to Hippolyta.
2 days left. In only 2 days, we will finally be married. I'm the luckiest man in the entire universe, Hippolyta, for I have the most beautiful woman to share my life with.
And smart.
Oh yes, that too, honey.
He could learn a thing or two about women. Oh dear, I only wish you didn't have to work these days.
Well, honey, that's the price you must pay for loving the most important man in the world.
I let you work, then. I will get a massage. I'm so stressed out with all the wedding preparations.
In fact, today, in town, there is a conflict. In the past, marriage in the noble class was not about love. It was about convenience. And Ermia, a beautiful noble girl, is being pressured by her father to marry Demetrius, a noble gentleman. But she does not want to marry him because she is in love with someone else. Ermia loves another gentleman, Lysander, but her father doesn't approve of that relationship.
Oh, great Theseus, I'm here to ask for your help. Since you are the major authority among us, my name is Hermia, daughter of Aegeus. My father wants me to marry Demetrius, but I don't love him. I'm in love with someone else.
You know the rules, Hermia. If your father wants you to marry this young man, I'm sure that's because he thinks it is the best for you.
Sir, with all due respect, the man I love, Lysander, belongs to the same social level and is as wealthy as Demetrius.
Then why don't you marry Demetrius?
Because I love Lysander, sir.
There are some things that cannot be changed, Hermia. If your father wants you to marry Demetrius, you must obey him. You know there is a punishment in Athens for acting against your father's will, and that is death. Do you really want to obey him with your life for being such a rebellious daughter?
Thank you, great Theseus. I've already told her that, but she is so stubborn. She won't listen to me or her father.
Oh, please, Demetrius. You say you love me, but I know you promised your love to Helena before me. And what happened? Did you get bored of her?
Is that true, Demetrius?
Well, as a matter of fact, that is true. Demetrius had a brief romance with another lady of his society, Helena, a naive, romantic girl who fell madly in love with Demetrius.
Well, sir, I did show some interest in Helena, but as soon as I saw Hermia, I couldn't think of any other woman. Besides, Hermia's father totally supports this marriage.
Well, why don't you marry my father then?
Hermia, enough! I'll give you a couple of days to think about this. Are you willing to pay with your life because of a disobedience to your father?
Hermia runs desperately to her beloved one, Lysander, who is waiting for her.